This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India left a strong mark everywhere this year, from the national security to sports and science laboratories to the world's biggest platforms. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, the Prime Minister looked back at the year 2025, saying it gave many moments to make every Indian proud. He stated that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year.
Desh ki suraksha se lekar khel ke maidan tak, vigyan ki prayogshalaon se lekar duniya ke bade manchon tak, Bharat ne har jagah apni majboot chhap chhodi. Is saal Operation Sindoor har Bharati ke liye garv ka pratik ban gaya. Duniya ne saaf dekha. आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई. लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए.
मिस्टर मोदी अप्रिशिएटेड द पीपल फॉर शोइंग द सेम स्पिरिट एंड एंथुसियाज्म फॉर द 150th एनिवर्सरी ऑफ वंदे मातरम. Prime Minister Modi also highlighted that India also took a big leap in the field of science and space this year. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla became the first Indian to reach the International Space Station. The Prime Minister also spoke about the Kutch Ranotsav, which began on the 23rd of November and will continue until the 20th of February.
यहाँ कच्छ की लोक संस्कृति, लोक संगीत, नृत्य और हस्तशिल्प की विविधता दिखाई देती है. कच्छ के सफेद रण की भव्यता देखना अपने आप में एक सुखद अनुभव है. रात के समय जब सफेद रण के ऊपर चांदनी फैलती है, वहाँ का दृश्य अपने आप में मंत्रमुग्ध कर देने वाला होता है. रण उत्सव का टेंट सिटी बहुत लोकप्रिय है. मुझे जानकारी मिली है कि पिछले एक महीने में अब तक 2 लाख से ज्यादा लोग रणोत्सव का हिस्सा बन चुके हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a submarine sortie at the Karwar Naval Base in Karnataka today. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi accompanied the president on board INS Vagshir, a Kalawari class submarine. The president is also the supreme commander of the armed forces. This maiden sortie on board a Kalawari class submarine by President Murmu is the second by a president. APJ Abdul Kalam was the first president to undertake a submarine sortie in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. President Murmu arrived in Karnataka from Goa. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Ayushman Bharat Yojana has brought a major transformation in the country's healthcare system. He was speaking at the Indian Medical Association NATCON 2025, that is National Medical Conference, in Ahmedabad today. Mr. Shah said IMA has made the most significant contribution to the medical field. Flight and rail services across large parts of North India were disrupted this morning as dense fog conditions prevailed over several states, severely reducing visibility and affecting normal life. Rail services were hit badly, with many trains running several hours behind schedule and some being diverted. Flights in multiple cities, including Delhi, were also delayed. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has termed Shanti Bill as one of Narendra Modi government's biggest science reforms. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said India's nuclear power capacity has doubled from about 4.4 gigawatt in 2014 to nearly 8.7 gigawatt today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida today amid heightened tensions with Russia over the ongoing conflict and the U.S. efforts to broker peace in the region. The two leaders will discuss a 20-point peace plan and potential U.S. security guarantees. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian tennis star Vaidehi Chaudhary clinched the women's singles title at the W35 Solapur Tennis Tournament in Maharashtra today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.